I'm sure this is going to be a mustard seed of a sermon. Really, only one point I'd like to make. And it's this. It's been called the mustard seed conspiracy. And until this changing of our attitude and focus happens, I don't think we have Christianity. And here it is. Do you idealize the top? Or do you idealize the bottom? Be honest. We like rich people. We like good-looking people. We like celebrities. We like big cars. We all wish we had a bigger and a better house. That's the lie. That's not true. That will not make you happy. And until that perspective changes, until you are as grateful for the little guy on the street as the big guy on the cover of People magazine who's good looking and rich, nothing's going to change. Our politics, even our sense of church, idealizes the top, the worthy, the non-sinners, the successful, by whatever criteria. When was the last time you said, thank you for your service to a couple who were taking in foster children? No, we say that to people in uniforms, like I have right now. When was the last time you said, thank you for your service to teachers? No, that's for people who are in the military. What makes that better than this? Because we idealize power and money and success and importance, which is often symbolized by uniforms. You see, we haven't really been converted ourselves. Now, why do we idealize the top? Let's be honest, because that's where we want to be. We wish we were rich. We wish we had a bigger car. Until Christian people start loving the bottom as much as the top, there will be no social revolution, because there is no real change of heart. We're just as greedy and ambitious and power-seeking as everybody else. Is the little thrift shop on the corner barely noticed as important to your eyes as Walmart Superstore? No, of course not. Anything that's big and rich draws our attention. Which means, of course, sisters and brothers, most of us would have paid no attention to Jesus whatsoever. Because he wasn't one of the big guys. He was one of the little guys. What the gospel is saying, and this is my mustard seed of a sermon, is we have to change our admiration from bigness to littleness. From importance and specialness to ordinariness. And you know what? That's where you find so much more happiness. If you keep your eyes gazed at the top, you will become more cynical, more angry, more bitter, more negative, and more critical. But when you can notice one little person raising a foster child, and take sincere gratitude and thank them for their service, then we have a different world. And until that change happens, that mustard seed conspiracy, the idealizing of little things instead of big things, I don't think Christianity has a chance of changing the world. Because when all is said and done, we're pretty much like everybody else. We love the top and not the bottom. And Jesus, lo and behold, loved the poor and the outcast, the lepers, those who were not admired and accepted. That, it seems to me, is the deepest and truest meaning of conversion. And you're all invited to stop looking at the top and to start loving and admiring the so-called bottom. And you know what? You'll find out it isn't the bottom.